we're going to take just a few moments to talk about a show that is taking place in just about 5 days at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center. And it's quite unique. Dr. Lauren Barnesfather is here with us. Barnesfather is here with us. Lauren, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for being with us. And when I found out about this, I wanted to do all we could to make room for you to explain the concept behind this and to let folks know how they can take part. And I'd like to just turn it over to you, Lauren, so you can do just that.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to do this. We're so excited about this program, and the concept has been forming for a long time, so that we finally get to do it. So excited. So I'm here joining you from the Anne Frank Center USA. We are a New York nonprofit, but I am based in Pittsburgh, so happy to be doing this from home. And we have a production that goes into schools, mostly high schools. It's called Letters from Anne and Martin. And it's Anne Frank and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the stage, side by side in their own words. It begins to feel like a conversation. And I've been wanting to do a public program in Pittsburgh. But it was also very important that we did it with local partners and that we could really then magnify the audience so that a lot of people can see this. So Thursday evening at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center, we're doing a performance of Letters from Anne and Martin, which will be followed by a panel conversation with community leaders. So we're going to talk about the power of the arts. We're going to talk about community building and how important it is. And frankly, Pittsburgh stands out above other areas for what we're able to do between communities here. So I want to celebrate that in this program on Thursday, and I hope everyone will come out.
What an amazing idea to juxtapose the writings of these two people, both in, you know, distinct, unique positions to write, but both having created words that have lasted throughout the ages. Whose idea was this initially?
It was an idea that began with the Anne Frank Center USA some 15 years ago. Our programs are through theatrical performances, and we have theater educators, so actors who are really in touch with the learning that goes on in schools. And it was a connection that was crystal clear to our group of people at the time. Anne Frank and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. were both born in 1929.
I was trying to do, thank you for saying that, because I was doing the math in my head. I didn't want to look it up. And I'm thinking, yeah, they would be contemporaries, pretty much.
It's hard to imagine. Definitely, really different context. Of course, she only lived to 15 years old, and we lost him way too young as well, but they're associated with very different periods of time and historical events. Side by side, what's incredible is how hopeful they remained despite their circumstances, and that they both really believed in humanity. They believed that humans would take responsibility and that we would do what was right. Messages that we really need to hear.
What Voices for Change, it's going to be at the August Wilson Center, and as you pointed out, it's coming up. It's very soon. It's November 13th, which is Thursday night, if I'm doing my math correctly.
That's right.
Doors open at 6 with the program starting at 7 o'clock, and we've linked to the website for the program. What a would it be suitable for kids, do you think, as well as adults?
Definitely.
Yeah, what a great...
Normally it's for high school. I would say, you know, 13 and up.
Yeah, that it just seems like a great accessible way to be exposed to the writings. And often especially with Dr. King's writings, I enjoy listening to them read, whether by him or just by somebody else. They're words that are meant to be heard spoken, I think, more than written, because that was his intention.
I feel like you're reading my mind. I was going to say, and it's the same with Anne Frank's words, when you hear them read out loud, it's a completely different experience. And his words especially were written to be heard. And it's so powerful. I hope many people will come. Tickets are free, but we are asking people to sign up. So thank you for posting the information. And we have the theater at the August Wilson African American Center, so plenty of room.
This is a great way for you to go and see the center, too, if you've never been there. Their website is AWAAC, August Wilson African American Center, August Wilson African American Cultural Center, AWAACC.org. And there's a registration button where you can let the folks at Voices for Change know that you're going to be coming, so they're sure they have room for you. And it's this coming Thursday, program at 7, with the doors opening at 6. Is there anything else you would like to add about the program?
There is something that I would like to add. We're doing this public program on Thursday as part of a tour of our actors in public schools. So we'll be for the public Thursday evening, but all week we'll be performing in public schools across the region in partnership with Classrooms Without Borders, a wonderful educational organization based here in Pittsburgh. So kids may see us before their parents, but everybody please come out Thursday.
That's wonderful. And Dr. Lauren Barnes, I think I almost got your name wrong at the beginning. I wanted to be sure I got it right. Dr. Lauren Barnes, father, is that correct?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you very much for being with us. And I hope you're already here in Pittsburgh, but I hope as the group gets here that it's a great run. And thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. Well, we are mere moments away from welcoming the Sounds of Pittsburgh Chorus, awacc.org. Again, the website for the August Wilson African American Cultural Center.